This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know, there's a beautiful ayah in the Quran. There are numerous ayats in the Quran that speak about this virtuous practice that can be difficult at times, especially with our family members. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the angels in the chapter of Qaf. He says, لَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there will not be a statement that is uttered by an individual except that there are angels that are there ready to write. Being quiet and silent and speaking only when necessary. You know, Abu Darda, one of the companions, he said, learn silence as much as you learn speech. Learn silence as much as you learn speech, and be keen on being silent, and do not speak about matters that are of no benefit. It's important that when we speak in that which is beneficial, especially if it's to other people, that we say something that is beneficial and not harmful. If we want to say something that is harmful, that is where we fight ourselves not to say it for the greater good for our souls and for the individual that may be listening to us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in an authentic hadith in Bukhari, he said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw layasmut." Al-hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, then they should say good or they should be quiet." They should be quiet. Don't say anything if it is not good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "Ana za'imun bi baytin fi rabadil jannah liman taraka al-mira'a walau kana muhiqqa." Al-hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said in an authentic hadith, he said that I am the representative for someone on the outskirts of Jannah, basically to live in Jannah. I will represent them for the one that leaves off arguing, even if they are correct or believe that they are in the right. That is not easy at times, especially when you feel that you are right and you want to articulate your point to either be victorious or either to get your point across to be heard. The one that leaves it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their promise is Jannah. So being quiet in times of hardship, in times when you want to speak, that is what is praiseworthy. You are purposely quiet. You are quiet on purpose. And this is a characteristic of a mindful, wise person. The one that leaves it off for the greater good. Being silent. And silence is that which is, subhanAllah, many times is a treatment for those that may be coming at you on or offline. When you are silent and you say nothing, they know that you've heard, they know that you've understood, but you're quiet. That is a characteristic of a muttaqi, a wise person that is looking at something much greater than just getting their point across. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are silent for the right reasons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our silence a means of medicine, spiritual medicine, for those that have enmity towards us and they are continuously vocal with that enmity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this on the scale of our good deeds when we are silent and fighting ourselves not to rebuke the individuals that may be speaking bad to us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.